Hi, I'm Dr. Siti Nur Kalbi Hajiwasa Ofela. I'm the Dean of Faculty of Arts and Social Science, but also a senior lecturer at the Academy of Brunei Studies. My main research focus on Brunei textile, kain tenunan. So I'm focusing more on my research on the consumption of textile in Brunei Darussalam and how does it reflect to identity. But today, I am with Datin Hajah Aziza binti Haji Tengah. She's an entrepreneur, a weaving entrepreneur in Brunei. And she has established her business sometimes back in 1990s with her daughter. Yeah, she's been partnering with her daughter to ensure the continuity of weaving textile in Brunei, especially in the production of Brunei textile in Brunei. If I can introduce Datin Hajah Aziza, she's been acquiring the skills from her grandmother and her mother. So she's been in this weaving has been in the family for generations, and currently she's also passing down her skills to her daughter. As I mentioned just now, that she joined venture with her daughter in establishing weaving in business, and now they have also pass down the skills to her granddaughter.
Oh.
So, with the hope that the continuity and sustainability of weaving traditions in Brunei.
Could you ask her and for her to share with us her story about the start of how she started in this, who taught her this, and things like that?
Boleh kita ceritakan macam yang sejarah, macam mana kita dulu mula-mula berkecimpung dalam
bertenunan
ni, siapa mengajar kita, cerita saja.
Ya, cerita mula-mula aku belajar dari anu sajalah, dari bapu.
Okay. Panjang dah, macam mana cerita kita macam dulu atau dari apa kita belajar, macam yang kita cerita.
Dari awal lah nak belajar mak bertanun dulu, kemudian memilih, mengani, natar. Habislah kap kan. Lalu anu ada orang menyuruh apa tu kan ditanun. Mula-mula dari umur 16 tahun. Mula-mula menanunannya.
Were there a lot of you doing it or at the time when you started?
Ada banyak orang kah masa tu dengan kita bertanun atau mama kita?
Sampai kami sekeluarga saja dalam rumah. Tapi dalam rumah lain, di kampung itu memang sekampung itu bertanam.
Ada juga. Saudara biskita juga?
Saudara, keluarga.
Jadi di kalangan keluarga biskita ada juga bertanam?
Ada.
Tapi di rumah biskita sama bapak
ada
kita?
Ada bapu, tuan kuatok, anaknya.
Okay. Biskita serumah itu dulu?
Serumah.
Empat orang. Okay.
Would you like to share with us?
Yeah, she started weaving when she was 16. She learns all the process from A to Z, yeah, from handling the threads and so on. So then come to designing and so on. Then she weaves, yeah. So she did mention that at the time there are some kind of requests from people to buy their product, so she did that. And in her own house, there are four of them: the mother, herself, her aunt, and her cousin. But in the village, there are also other people who did weaving. But there are also family members. Yeah, it seems that there are other people. Yeah, the extended family.
Right now, how about the other families? Were they able to preserve the same tradition and come out with weaving just like she has done?
Macam mana yang dulu kita friends? Ada sepupu kita tu bertanun. Sekarang ni masih je bertanun.
Sekarang ni
sudah. Okay. Siapa yang lain?
Dah turun.
Okay.
Yang keluarga kami, aku yang turun.
Okay. In her family, she's the only one currently. The cousin had passed away. So they were not able to, you know, expand. And the others then didn't really pass down the skills to the children. So now she's the only one. Including the daughter and the granddaughter.
Yang sama-sama aku bertanya nanti dulu sama umur.
Ah, okay. She's the cousin that she, who previously. The cousin is actually at the same age about with her. So yeah.
So is it aside from probably teaching this in the school, but the home entrepreneurship has sort of dwindled down, would you say?
In Brunei, there are, in 1975, Brunei had Arts and Handicraft Center was established. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, previously, it's limited to family, inherited family to the members. I could say it's a bit closed community at that mm-hmm. time in terms of weaving, handling down the skills. But in 1975, the Brunei government had established the Brunei Arts and Handicraft Center to actually ensure the continuity of Brunei crafts, because at one time there was a concern that all this craft will vanish because nobody's really, you know, the interest has gone down. So by then, 1975, so they opened up an institution that official institution that actually provide training for handicrafts. Those who are interested in handicrafts. For example, the textile hat, what we call songkok making, yeah, headgear. They're also wood carving, and they're also brass making or silver smith. So those are some of the craft that has been offered for the public, interested public.
So that was government.
That's government interest, initiative. Yes.
Initiative coming in.
Yes, and then quite recently they've introduced batik making as well. Okay. So you know they're developing. So yeah, that's the how do we do it? For her, it's really her interest to make sure, you know. I could say she's very hardworking, very creative, and she knows she's very determined. That's what I found about her. So that's why at the age of 20, she got married, and then I think she, at the time from the age of 16 until I don't know how old is she in the 1990s, but you know she actually produced. And you know, like receiving orders and so on, you know. So by the 1990s, she established a formal entrepreneurial workshop for weaving. Mm-hmm. So her clients actually expand not only among the local consumers, which is the majority, but she also received orders from international enthusiasts and collectors, such as from Malaysia, among royal family. Recently, I had the opportunity to accompany the Pahang Crown Princess came here and get her her collection from here. Mm-hmm. And also from Singapore, Indonesia, Australia, and US. So she's the workshop has also been frequently visited from international audience from Singapore, school children. Those who are interested in university students also come and visit here to find out, you know, who are interested to know about weaving, especially in the mm-hmm. production of Brunei textile. Yeah.
Having done Brunei textile for quite some time, and it's really a cross between arts and the social entrepreneurship coming in and so on. But in the field of the arts, how were you able to come out with your designs that are distinctly coming from you and all that?
Macam itu ada pertanyaan. Macam mana adakah kita macam selain daripada yang ada yang kita belajar daripada mama kita tu bunga-bunga, ada juga kita mencipta bunga sendiri.
Ada juga. Tapi kan bukan cinta seluruhan macam merepair-repair itu kan. Ini kami ini dari tahun anu kami mulai anu belajar itu tahun 59. Jadi yang kami di kampung itu memang kena lawat sudah dari tahun 59 itu. Pembukaan masjid, banyak tuh raja-raja datang ke sana tuh. Yang membawa melawat, anu Pangeran Indra Mahkota, bagian lautan anu tuh Tanunan. Kalau di Sungai Kedayan bagian anu Pak Amas apa beda? Apa ni apin orang pin anu pin Mujamil, ayah jom bawa tuh orang Cipun, orang mana-mana orang putih apa tuh pakai kapal betul kapal Bulgia, kapal anu tuh Osor. Memang dari dulu kami sudah, kami ada khas balai itu untuk lawatan. Kalau sudah orang datang, kain-kainan mana yang siap dikumpul semua ke rumah ke tempat lawatan orang itu. Memang dari dulu kan.
She actually, she didn't actually directly design new design. She's more on reproducing or recreating from the existing design, the existing motifs, yeah. And that's what she said, being creative, yeah. She may not because she inherited the motifs from the parent, the mother, and you know the relatives. But
like interpretation of a song that has been around for some time.
Sure.
When the artist now reinterprets everything as it goes along.
Yeah. So she didn't actually, but but she come up. From the I don't want to say modification, but recreation. Recreation by working on the old design and add in with her own creativity, so she come up with something else, something new, I guess. So and she mentioned that all this attention visitors actually started as early as 1959, where all the VIPs, international VIPs as well as local VIPs were brought to visit their house, they've got some kind of a place where they work, what they call a balai, that they actually exhibit their work, and they've collected materials that they've finished weaving and exhibit for the visitors to see, and I guess probably purchase. Kena beli je tu. They purchase that.
What would be the difficulties that she has gone through?
Orang putih suka bang
tadi. Being able to get here.
Apa dulu macam percabaran kita kan berada di sini? Macam apa, macam masalah kah yang kita hadapi untuk macam sampai ke tahap ini?
Either technically or...
Tidak ada masalah apa aku.
Tidak ada masalah.
Sebenarnya kami sudah waris satu kan. Sentiasa ada pelanggan atau masalah landa laku kah, masalah pendadak.
Tidak ada.
Masalah kewangan pun tidak ada lah.
So she said she has not really face any challenges in terms of products, marketing their products, because I think they have been well established, the quality of their products are well known, so she has not really facing that kind of problem of marketing her products. From my understanding of her products, it's actually they don't have enough things to because sometimes client want to get things in situ, when they once said, oh, can I have it instantly, which is not really possible. So she mentioned that she has not have any problem in terms of marketing or finding clients, and in terms of finance, I think she's quite stable. So she said she has not really faced some kind of problems in that area. So she's pretty what do you call, stable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not really having such a big challenges. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably I guess the challenge is to fulfill the demand. Yeah, because I mean, to share you my experience with her, I said, okay, can I get these things done, you know, in 1 month time, you know, when I usually ask for something a bit intricate design. So we will have to negotiate. I will have to negotiate with her, you know, try to say, oh, can you please, I have to beg sometimes. So I think that's the probably because of the demand is much is more. So that's probably the challenge. Barangkali ato pulang tu baja berdata na sebab kadangnya orang kan mau tapi barang kita tu yang
pencemputan kesenian kan. Ia kan menganukan kami menguntrikkan untuk anu untuk pegawai-pegawai itu kan. Di dalamnya anu untuk pegawai-pegawai itu. Yeah, oh. Aku kan suruhnya mengambil bah mengambil.
Oh, yang
tapi
kita
tidak dapat sih. Yeah. Soalnya permintaan orang banyak.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. She was telling that she actually was requested to help out to produce for the needs, to fulfill the needs of the Brunei Arts and Handicraft Center for the official attire. But she said she has her own clientele and she has so many orders that she couldn't afford to, she couldn't fulfill, yeah, she couldn't help in that way. So she has her own clientele, so it would be a bit, it's challenging. That's why she had to turn it down. Yeah.
Well, that's what I call independence in a sense.
Yeah. Doran pun banyak menyuruhkan.
Yeah, she was saying I've also.
Ano lah yang dapat dia ano kena?
Yeah, I've also ordered. So
that's right. Yeah. So maybe she has some parting words for all those who are interested in her art and her enterprise, and maybe the younger weavers can be inspired.
Apa galakan kita untuk orang muda-muda ketanini mengenai dengan ketani punya perusahaan kain tenun?
Payah banget. Aku sudah ada dalam temu ramah untuk orang macam mana ni kan, dari RTB.
Okay.
Sudah pelang digalakkan. Oh. Anu ni tenunan ni yang menjamin masa depan kita ni bah.
Okay.
Daripada anda dapat kerja, tapi ya tak payah. Galakkan benar-benar sudah.
Yeah, she said sudah. She would like to encourage for the young people to be involved in. I mean, if they are interested, because she mentioned that this is really economic generating. Generating activities, yeah. So she would like to see more young people to get interested. Although that she said it's very challenging, it's a bit difficult. She said she's been, you know, she's been interviewed by the TV program, and she said she has been emphasizing for young women, young people to get involved, you know. If it is in their interest, so so it's a very fulfilling, not only in terms of, I mean, fulfilling in terms of keeping the tradition as well as generating the economy.
Okay. How was the grandmother doing it? Was he the original design?
Macam yeah, design kita dulu tu yang asli daripada diorang ataupun macam mana?
Mana kamu anu orang ba? Ada orang mau kan asli. Ada orang mau anu di pusat kesenian.
Okey. Jadi tapi kalau anu dari segi bunga-bunga tu macam mana kita membuat ia supaya lebih menarik kedangnya?
Ah ya, tadi ubah sedikit.
Okey.
Macam bunga tu terlalu anu kan padat bandar kan?
Okay.
Kurangkan. Kalau bunga tu besar, demikian.
Okay. Yeah. So she said the motifs actually is old motifs and they also actually request from the client. The client will come with their own designs and you know, ask them to weave. But she also say that, you know, sometimes the design is like too much, so she will modify it accordingly to make it better for a better presentation. So she'll, you know, if it's big, she will try to make it smaller. If it's too much, they'll put to make it different. To make it different, so she'll also come up with a different things, a different
within,
design.
The proportion.
Yeah, proportion. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So basically, it's all motifs. Yeah. She also add some of the element there. Yeah. So to make it more attractive. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think from my experience working with her, the colors. Is also, you know, we try to work on the colors, and in terms of motifs, recently I've one of the materials that I've ordered from her, and she also, although that I try to put in, you know, I'm quite into enthusiastic about color, I like to put in more colors, but she said this will look better. She provided her advice. She will, such a design will look better with these colors. Yeah. So I value that opinion because so far I've been working with her. It has been a very satisfying experience, and the products are quite, satisfactory. Excellent, in fact. Yeah. This is one of the latest design that I've worked with one of our graduates. He come up with this design. So, but I've asked Datin to weave it. So she's been advising me on the, you know, what sort of how to do it. Yeah, because I have different ideas, but. After discussing and negotiating, she advised me on where should I put the colors and so on. So yeah, it's still in a very early stage. I think they've just started this about a week ago. Yeah, and it shows the intricateness of this material, because in about 1 week, they only like. Several inches. I think it's about 5 inches, I guess. Could be 5 inches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. In 1 week time, it's only 5 inches. So it shows the intricateness of this, the material, the design. It's quite difficult to make. A lot of colors, yeah. So, yeah.
Yes.
But I'm looking forward to see how will it look like. This is really one of the early, the first time. This is what I meant by the, it depends on the client's requests on colors. Yeah, this could look different with a different color. I can say that. So for this one as well. But for this one, the client specifically requests these colors. Yeah. So, this is the same design, but I think it looks different because of the colors.
The same design,
yeah,
but different colors.
That one is a different. Mm-hmm. This one is a different kind.
I wonder whether this motif, the design, is mimicked from nature.
Is there a meaning to this? Mm-hmm. These are. Flowers? Is it some patterns?
Yeah, some of the patterns are actually inspired by local spices. For this, for example, especially this, the spices, mm-hmm. the aniseed seed, I
the
think.
Star.
Yeah, this one is what we call bunga putar. This is
bunga
quite
putar.
Yes, this is quite distinctive for Brunei, and it was used to be more commonly. Well favored by the previous Sultan Omar Ali Saifuddin. Mm. So, but of course, with this, they come up with a new design. They've, modified it accordingly.
Yeah, Sultan Basar.
Yeah, because the Sultan Omar Ali Saifuddin likes a bigger, bigger flower of version of this motif. Yeah, and then this one, there are stars. Yeah, stars motifs and so on. So it's been inspired by the environment. The biscuits, the plants, spices. So yeah. So this, if I'm not mistaken, is inspired from one of the Bruneian biscuit.
We call jit manis budatina. Jit manis ne? Yes.
That's culinary.
Yeah.
This is how they actually work. They have the sketch. Yeah. And I'll just put it. They'll follow the sketch of the design. Bruneian basically is very very enthusiastic, or they like vibrant colors, yeah. And in terms of gold, it's most of the materials usually are worn at court function. So those actually some kind of things that they really, you know. The most important thing, it looks good, it's beautiful. So. I think Bruneians are really enthusiastic about gold as well, because that really, to my understanding, the people who consume is mostly from wealthy people, well-to-do people. So gold is in a way of expressing their wealth, I guess, yeah. But basically Bruneians are very enthusiastic about bright colors. For example, weddings, they usually wear red, yellow, you know, pink, yeah. And if you see among the in our Brunei court function, we can see different colors actually represent different level of people. Yeah, for example, the different level of officials. There are the ministers, the royal dignitaries. So that each color actually represent their position in the social rank. Yeah.